Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A happy Friday and welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. We got a great show for you guys today to wrap up the week. Today on the show, we're talking Florida State as we continue our college football previews. We also dive into the Pittsburgh Steelers in the AFC North. Matt Horner going to join us in the middle of the show for Model Making Money. And then we got a full slate of games today on this Friday. We will dive into a little big league piece, give out some best bets in Major League Baseball, then wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. We did great in our best bets yesterday. We'll try and double down on that. As always, any questions, comments, best bets, thoughts that you guys have for us, anything that's on your mind, you can go to twitch.tv/BetQL or YouTube/Odyssey Sports. And if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast, available wherever you guys get your podcasts. If you miss any part of the show, make sure you go check out the Send It In podcast. Glasses in session. Let's get this thing rolling on a Friday as we dive into the schedule of the Florida State Seminoles. And as you guys can see on your screen with Florida State, so they're one of the few teams that actually play in week zero this season. They play on August 24th against Georgia Tech. So they get three bye weeks this season. They get one in week two, they get one in week seven, and then they also get one in week 12. So that certainly helps Florida State space it out a little bit, get regrouped, get refreshed, which will help them. Because of all the ACC teams that we've previewed, I think Florida State's probably got the most difficult schedule. They have to transition into a lot of new players. They're replacing their quarterback, Jordan Travis. They're replacing their top running back, Trey Benson. Their top two receivers, Johnny Wilson, and another one of their key receivers, also Keon Coleman, who's on the Buffalo Bills. They got to replace a lot of top weapons on offense, a lot of key contributors on defense as well. They start the season with Georgia Tech, Boston College, then they have a bye week, then they have Memphis and Cal. So first week of the season should be a nice little tune-up for Florida State, right? Ease themselves into the season. They have DJ Uiagalelei transferring in from Oregon State as a grad transfer. A lot of talent on Florida State. Mike Norvell and company did a good job with the transfer portal. They had a great recruiting class. A lot of guys waiting in the wings to take over. So it'll be good for Florida State to kind of work out the kinks and everything, build their chemistry. I'm looking at Florida State maybe first month of the season, looking at maybe betting a lot of unders in their game. I think this is a team that's going to lean on their defense a little bit, and they're going to try and find their identity on offense. They have four games to do so, right? They're going to be heavily favored in the Georgia Tech, BC, Memphis, and Cal game. All those games are at home, so they don't have to worry about crowd noise or traveling or any of that. They're going to be in Tallahassee for the first month plus of the season, working on trying to get their team as good as they possibly can until they start that two-week stretch against SMU and Clemson, which will be very difficult. And then that's where the schedule really picks up. These ACC teams, we really been looking at like three or four games where when it comes down to the win total, those are the games that you highlight. Florida State's got five of them. That game at SMU is going to be difficult. Home game against Clemson. Then they're at Miami, at Notre Dame, and then they play Florida to end the season. That's going to be really tough. Odds makers have Florida State's win total right now at 9.5 games. The over's minus 110. The under is minus 110. Florida State is favored to win the ACC right now at plus 290. For them to make the college football playoff, it's plus 150. And for them to win the national championship is 25-1. And also the quarterback, DJU, for him to win the Heisman Trophy, that is 40-1. Last year, I think we all know if Jordan Travis would have stayed healthy for Florida State, they probably would have made the college football playoff. But because they had their third string quarterback available at the end of the season, that's ultimately what put Bama in over Florida State. I think one of the things to monitor this entire season, which will be really fascinating, is now that the college playoff has expanded, if Florida State doesn't win the ACC and they don't get one of those automatic bids into the college football playoff, if they're on the bubble this year, like they were last year, I know the college football playoff committee says every year is different, they don't use bias, but at the end of the day, we're all humans. And after how Florida State got treated last year, getting left out of the playoff, if they're one of those teams in the mix this year, are they going to do that to them again 2 years in a row? So they are plus 150 to make the college football playoff. I wouldn't bet that yet. But as we get later on into the season, as maybe there's 2 weeks left in the season, start to look at some of the hypotheticals, start to play some of these things out. And if maybe there's a chance that Florida State gets in, I think after what happened last year to them, there's a good chance that maybe College Football Playoff Committee would let Florida State get in this year. But it's going to be tough. That SMU game week five, we previewed the Mustangs a couple weeks ago. That's one of the most underrated teams in the conference. That's going to be a tricky road game for Florida State, especially the fact that that's their first road game of the season. That could be a tough spot. Clemson's always a difficult game. The road games at Miami and Notre Dame going to be very tough as well. And the rivalry game against Florida also. Again, the win total sitting at 9.5. I would probably go under on that. I think Florida State's going to be like an 8 or 9 win team this year. Of those five games, I think they're probably going to lose three of them. And then I think there's maybe a game that they trip up along the way as well. Mike Norvell, for me, the jury's still out on whether or not he's still one of the elite coaches in college football. Obviously, they had an undefeated regular season last year. Very impressive. A lot of NFL players. But I just want to see if he's able to sustain it. They're the favorites to win the ACC this year. Everybody's gunning for them after they went undefeated. Now that you've lost some of your core guys, this is where we find out how good of a coach you are, right? It's one thing if you're able to do it with a great team for a couple of years when you had a ton of upperclassmen, a ton of NFL players. But this is what makes college football coaches great, is when they can reload and consistently keep their program at a high level. So I'm expecting a little regression from Florida State this year. I'm not as high on Mike Norvell as a lot of people. I'm not as high on DJU either. So I will take the under on Florida State this season, under 9.5 wins at minus 110. All right, let's talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers now here on Send It In as we continue previewing the teams in the AFC North. We all know the deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers, right? Mike Tomlin entering another year as Steelers head coach. And the big thing with Tomlin is that he's never had a losing season in the NFL. Right now, the win total for Pittsburgh is at 8.5 wins. I want you guys to look at the final 8 weeks of the schedule for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Might be the toughest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I think most people would agree the toughest division in the NFL is the AFC North, top to bottom. The final 8 weeks of the season, Pittsburgh has to play all six of their division games. They also get the Eagles on the road, and they have to play the Chiefs middle of the week on Christmas at home as well. You got to play the Browns twice, the Bengals twice, the Ravens twice, Philly on the road, and Kansas City at home. I don't know if I've ever seen an eight-week stretch like that. We all know divisional games, especially in the AFC North, are as physical as games as you get in the NFL. Pittsburgh's already a team through the last couple years. It's kind of been beaten up. They got some veteran players, and they're going to be beaten up towards the second half of the season, and that's when all your division games are, and that's when you're playing the Eagles and the Chiefs. They just got a brutal draw with their schedule. As a Ravens fan, the one thing I can tell you guys, though, about Pittsburgh, and it's what makes Mike Tomlin a Hall of Fame coach and as good as we have in the NFL, top five for sure, is the years that you think Pittsburgh is going to suck, or the years that you think they're not going to be very well, Mike Tomlin just has a way of getting the most out of his team and finding a way to win these games. So on paper, and certainly with the end of that schedule, doesn't look good for Pittsburgh. I wouldn't bet anything on them, though, personally. Win total, wouldn't bet them to win the division, wouldn't bet them to make the playoffs as well at plus 175, but I do think it is really interesting how tough that schedule is for Pittsburgh down the stretch. I will say this, too. They have Russell Wilson listed number one on the depth chart right now for the Steelers, right? It looks like he's probably going to start the season for Pittsburgh. They also picked up Justin Fields. If I was the Steelers, I would absolutely start Justin Fields over Russell Wilson. At this point, we know what Russ is in his career. Justin Fields, I think, got a really tough deal in Chicago. Changed head coaches, changing OCs, never got the wide receiver or skill position support that Caleb Williams is entering in year one in Chicago. So I still want to see what Fields is. He's showed flashes as a quarterback, and certainly playing his college ball at Ohio State and in Chicago, he's no stranger to cold weather or playing in elements. And with his arm strength and his ability to run the ball, I think he can be a good AFC North quarterback. I think a change of scenery could do a lot of good for Justin Fields. So if the Steelers are going to end up starting Russell Wilson the first couple games of the season, I personally think that's a big mistake. But I think if they do, eventually when they make the change to Justin Fields, we could get some good prices on Pittsburgh as underdogs throughout the season. We know what a great record ATS Mike Tomlin is as an underdog, especially as a home underdog. So there's nothing I really want to do with Pittsburgh season long in terms of their win total, in terms of them to win the division, anything like that. I think the Steelers are going to be a game-by-game team. You know they're going to be well-coached. You know that they're going to find a way to win games here and there that they're not supposed to win. Last year, there was that stat that they got outgained in like their first seven of their first eight games and still had a winning record or something. So it's what they do. They find a way to win games that they're not supposed to win. The end of that schedule is really tough, though. And I think once they make the change from Russell Wilson to Justin Fields, they'll be a very good bet as underdogs. So if I was a Steelers fan personally, I'd rather see Justin Fields out there to start the season in a majority of games, but we will see what the Steelers end up doing. Mike Tomlin's 22-1 to win Coach of the Year. If he wins the division this year with that schedule and his team is picked to finish last, I certainly think he'll be in the conversation. I don't think that is going to happen, though. TJ Watt, plus 650 to win Defensive Player of the Year. I mean, we know he's one of the best defensive players in the NFL. And historically, when Watt's on the field, the Steelers do win games. So never a bad bet to take TJ to win Defensive Player of the Year, but I wouldn't do anything with the Steelers personally for the upcoming season. All right, let's go to Model Making Money now. Check in with Matt Horner. Get his thoughts on everything going around right now in sports. Matt, what are the five-star plays that BetQL has for us today?
Howdy, BJ. Well, we're going to go and take the Guardians on the money line against the Baltimore Orioles here. The model thinks this should be minus 164 for Cleveland. Creamer is on the mound for Baltimore, regression candidate, 4.20 ERA, 5.25 expected ERA. On the other side, Carrasco is going for the Guardians. He's actually due for positive regression, even though he's an old man at 37 years old. 5.68 ERA, 4.62 expected ERA, and a 4.13 expected FIP. So the model here likes the Cleveland Guardians to get the win today at a pretty decent price.
All right, yeah, that game close to a pick. Matt, what about yourself? What are some of your favorite best bets for today?
Yeah, so my best bet today is 100% going to be the New York Mets. It's Tyler Anderson Day, and anybody who reads my stuff or pretty much knows me at all knows I love to fade Tyler Anderson every time he takes the mound for the Los Angeles Angels. He's just been a regression candidate all year. He has a 2.96 ERA, 4.17 expected ERA, 4.76 expected FIP. He has an 82.6% strand rate. He has a 2.34 BABIP. He doesn't strike anybody out. He has a 6.8 K through 9 rate. He has a 3.38 walks through 9, so he walks a lot of people too. The guy's just been incredibly lucky this year to have the ERA he does. He's a below-average pitcher. He doesn't have good stuff. The Mets have the best offense in the league, tied with the Dodgers against left-handers with a 120 WRC+. On the other side, the Mets are starting trade acquisition. They got Blackburn on the mound. Yes, Blackburn. He is below average, not a great pitcher, but he should upgrade here. He's coming over from Oakland, who has a defense that's second worst in DRS in the league. The Mets, they are top five defense. They are great. Bullpen-wise, bullpen Mets have a supreme advantage. They are a top five bullpen, and the Angels, they just traded away their closer and have a below average bullpen anyway. So the Mets here have almost every single advantage. It's just if we can get Tyler Anderson to not be lucky, can we get him to not be lucky? And I will fade him every single time. So give me the Mets on the money line.
All right, so Matt going with the Mets tonight. How about, Matt, any player props? You and the BetQL team do such a good job of these home run props, player props. You guys have been really good with these. Anything that sticks out to you tonight that you like?
Yeah, Dan's been killing it with these long shots that he's been on. He's been destroying it recently. For me today, in addition to the Mets, I think a lot of their player props would be great today, obviously, against Anderson. I also like the Minnesota Twins going up against my Chicago White Sox tonight. The White Sox, as we know, are historically terrible. Davis Martin is getting the start for the White Sox. He's only starting because Eric Fetty got traded away. So he's just a replacement level arm. He's been in the minor league since 2018. He's just here because Fetty's gone. He's not good in any way. He has below average stuff, and he's taking on a Twins lineup with a 111 WRC plus. The Twins need this series to keep up pace with the division against Kansas City there. So I don't think they're going to take us lightly, even though we're just horrendous. And I expect the Twins to tee off on Martin. So Byron Buxton here be a great play for a home run. Royce Lewis, Jose Miranda, a lot of these guys. I'm going to be playing them, sprinkling their props tonight because I just think they're going to tee off on Martin and this terrible White Sox bullpen.
Matt, when are the White Sox ever going to win a game again? I mean, 17 straight losses. Like, are they going to get it to 20? Are they going to get it to 25? When are they going to win a game again?
I don't even know, man. At this point, it's just a joke. Every time I watch them, it just makes me cry. It's horrible. I'm a devoted fan, though, because I actually watch these games, and it's so painful to watch. But you know what? Maybe we'll win a game at one point again in the season. Just one. Give us one.
You are a devoted fan. That's impressive that you're doing that. Yeah. We got the Olympics going on right now. Track and field starting today. I'm watching water polo. We had 3-on-3 basketball. A lot going on. We got the USA men in action tomorrow in hoops as well. Matt, anything that you're betting in the Olympics, whether it be today or over the weekend?
Yeah, I was disappointed in the men's team not covering against Sudan. The public covered them with Sudan, man. That was crazy. Nothing much, honestly, for me in the Olympics. I did sprinkle John Rahm outright in men's golf. I liked how he's been playing so far. He looks like vintage John Rahm, which we haven't seen for a while since he joined LIV. And he's right there in contention. He's around like plus 550 or so right now. And I just think he's kind of worth a little bit of a sprinkle. So I put about a quarter unit down on that. Other than that, though, I got nothing for the Olympics right now.
Yeah, I like it. Matsuyama, Fleetwood, and Xander Schauffele, I believe, are the three tied at like 11 under. Rahm's right there at 9 under. So it should be a great weekend in the Olympics out in men's golf. And then, Matt, before I let you go, we're starting to talk about the AFC North. Dove into the Pittsburgh Steelers today. Everybody knows about the Tomlin thing with the winning record, and he's never had a losing season. I was talking about the Steelers' schedule, especially the finish that they have the season. What are your thoughts on the Steelers this year? Is this finally the year that Tomlin and company have a losing record?
Yeah, well, I agree with what you were saying. The Steelers are a team that's kind of a game-by-game basis. Like, they're probably going to finish around 500 or so. They have been recently. This division is really tough. Honestly, I love the Cincinnati Bengals a lot in this division. People are concerned about Burrow's health. I'm not as much. I think he can stay healthy. Plus, I love their additions at safety. They've seemed to have shored up the safety position, which is critical for their defense. And they have a much easier schedule than some of these other teams in the division. The Ravens, I think they're going to be right there with them. The Steelers, I don't know. It's really tough with them. They're such a hard team to handicap, but in the end, they're probably going to finish right around their expected win total. So to me, I probably will just be staying away from their props because I can't get a good grip on them.
You're obviously a Bears fan. You watched every game that Justin Fields has played as the Bears quarterback. What do you think of him going to Pittsburgh? Do you think a new start will be good for Justin? And do you think he can be a good quarterback in the league?
I can, you know, I think Fields has everything. He has all the intangibles to be a good quarterback in the league. He's been great in this training camp. They've been talking about it. I've seen it on X. He has like 29 touchdowns to like 3 interceptions or something like that in training camp. He's pushing Russell Wilson, and like you said, we know what Russell Wilson is at this point in his career. He's not great, and to me, Justin Fields just has much more upside than Wilson does. So if I was the Steelers, honestly, I'd be playing him because he just has much more ability than Russell Wilson at this point. So yeah.
Completely agree with you. Matt Horner, a lot of great stuff. Matt, good luck on all your bets. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll catch up again next week.
For sure. Thanks, PJ.
Absolutely. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, it's time to talk some baseball now here on Send It In. Again, any questions, comments that you guys have for us in Major League Baseball, let us know. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL or YouTube/Odyssey Sports. We got a full slate of games today. Kicking things off at Wrigley will be the Cardinals and the Cubs. An over-under of 8 today. Cubs, a small home underdog at -105, and the Cardinals are -115. I'm going to take the Cardinals on the road today in Wrigley. Eric Fetty's making the start for St. Louis. Cardinals recently just picked him up before the trade deadline. Javier Assad has faced St. Louis twice already this season, and in those two games, he's only pitched 7 1/3 innings. He's given up 12 hits and 7 earned runs. So whatever Assad's been doing against St. Louis this season has not been working. The Cardinals have his number. I'll take St. Louis today on the money line at -115. We also got the Arizona Diamondbacks in Pittsburgh today. Take on the Pirates. Two teams playing some really good baseball. Over-under is 8.5. D-backs -140 with Brandon Fad on the mound. Luis Ortiz is going for the Pirates at +120. Both pitchers have been very good lately. Ortiz has came back from injury. Last two starts looked very good. Brandon Fad, in his 4 of his last 5 starts, has pitched very well also. I think 8.5 is too many runs. I'll go under 8.5 in D-backs and Pirates. Royals and Tigers today in Detroit. Excellent pitching matchup. Cole Reagan's going for Kansas City. Tarik Skubal going for Detroit. Tigers -120. Royals +100. And with this kind of pitching matchup, expect a low total, and it is at 7. I'll go with the Royals on the money line today at +100. I'll bet against Skubal. Royals, there are only 3 teams in baseball this year that have seen Skubal twice already. The Royals are one of those teams. So the fact that they've already faced him twice, I think, is a good advantage for Kansas City. And also, Reagans has faced the Tigers once this season. In that matchup, Reagans went 6 innings, only gave up 1 hit, and no earned runs. So Royals are seeing Skubal for the 3rd time. Reagans dominated the Tigers when he saw him last. Feels like this money line price is a little bit low, right? Great pitching matchup. Royals are clearly the better team, but with Skubal at home, you would think the Tigers would be closer to like a -135, -140. I'll go with KC today at +100. Milwaukee in D.C. to take on the Nationals. Brewers -125. The Nats are +105. Frankie Matas on the mound against Jake Irvin. The total is 9, 9.5 at some spots. Weather's great outside today in the D.C. area. Two pitchers, not all that great. I expect the ball to be flying a lot of runs. Give me the over 9 in Nationals and Brewers. Blue Jays in New York to take on the Yankees today. Kevin Gausman against former Blue Jay Marcus Stroman. Yanks -165. Blue Jays +135. Another total of 9 in this game. Yankees have won 5 in a row. They just came off a sweep in Philadelphia against the Phillies. Jazz Chisholm trade has ignited New York. It's lit a fire under this team. Blue Jays have sold off a bunch of pieces. They're in rebuild mode. They just want this season to be over. I would look at Aaron Judge props in this game. 11 for 37 in his career against Gausman. Vladdy Jr. is on a 14-game hit streak. I'd look at him as well. I also think the Blue Jays might be worth a money line sprinkle today at +135 against the Yankees. Yanks are hot, coming off that emotional sweep against Philadelphia, feeling good about themselves. Maybe a good spot to take Toronto today. Orioles and Guardians. Matt was mentioning BetQL model likes the Guardians today. I like the first 5 overruns at -125. Orioles have hit the Yerfy in 5 straight games. They've scored a first inning run in 5 straight games. Their offense is finally starting to click again. Guardians offense has been pretty good as well. Going up against Dean Kramer, Carlos Carrasco pitching for Cleveland. I think we get some runs early. I'll go first 5 over 5 runs today in O's and Guardians. Giants in Cincinnati today to take on the Reds. Kyle Harrison against Andrew Abbott. Give me San Francisco on the money line at minus 110. This game's a pick 'em. I think the Giants should be favored by a little bit more. Harrison's been great. Four of his last five starts, he's only given up one earned run or fewer. Give me the Giants today against the Reds. Marlins and Braves in Atlanta, total of 9. Braves, big favorites, minus 250, going up against the Marlins, who are plus 195. Going to pass on that game today. Red Sox in Texas take on the Rangers, a total of 9. Red Sox minus 115 with Cutter Crawford on the mound. Rangers minus 105 with Jose Urania. Crawford got rocked in his last two starts against the Yankees and the Dodgers. I think he bounces back today against Texas, so I will back the Red Sox at minus 115 against the Rangers. White Sox and Twins, Matt was talking about that game a little bit. Minnesota is a minus 300 favorite today against the White Sox. Man, are they bad. They've lost 17 games in a row, completely staying away from that one. Rays and Astros in Houston today, a total of 7.5. Yusei Kikuchi, who the Astros just traded for at the trade deadline, on the bump today for them. Rays have Shane Boz going at plus 130. Seems like a low total, right? With Kikuchi on the mound, Astros offense playing pretty well. I'll take the under 7.5. I think this is like a 3-2, 4-1 kind of game. I'll go under 7.5. Matt was talking about this as his favorite bet of the day. He likes the Mets. I'm actually on the other side. I like the Angels today at plus 120. He did mention Tyler Anderson is a regression candidate. I totally get that. However, I think he's a regression candidate against American League teams. Against National League teams, Anderson's been fantastic. His last four starts against NL teams, he has given up one run or fewer. These NL teams have been really struggling against them. Mets have to travel all the way out to California. Maybe a little jet lag, a little bit of a sluggish start. I'll take Anderson and the Angels today at plus 120. We got the Rockies on the road in San Diego taking on Randy Vasquez and the Padres. I will pass on that game. Dodgers only minus 155 favorites on the road in Oakland today. Gavin Stone going up against Joey Estes. I will take the Dodgers at minus 155. And then finally, the Philadelphia Phillies. A lot of people feel like this is the best team in baseball, best lineup, best roster. They are really struggling. Just got swept by the Yankees. They're a pick 'em today against Seattle, minus 110 each way. I will go with Tyler Phillips and the Phillies. I think this West Coast road trip finally wakes the Phillies up. They're on a 10-game West Coast road trip. They play the Mariners. They play the Dodgers. I believe they play the Padres, or maybe they get the D-backs, somebody else. But they got a tough week and a half ahead of them. I think they started off on the right track. Got to win tonight. Give me the Phillies, minus 115 against Seattle. All right, folks, time to wrap the show now here with PJ's plays on Sending In, giving out our best bets for today. In going streaking, I mentioned it. I like Aaron Judge today against Kevin Gausman and the Blue Jays. Aaron Judge, 11 for 37 in his career against Gausman, faced him plenty of times. Judge is on track to win another AL MVP award. He's batting .316 this season. And I love the fact that in his last game against Philly on Wednesday, he didn't record a hit. So we're getting a guy batting .316 this season, 11 for 37 in his career against Gausman. Didn't get a hit in his last game. Think he's due for one today. So I will take Aaron Judge as my pick in going streaking. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is going to be my prop lock today, over 1.5 total bases against the Yankees. I'm staying in that same game. Vladdy might be the hottest hitter on the planet right now. 14-game hit streak for Vladdy. Feels like he's hitting a home run. He's hitting a double every single night. The fact that we're still getting plus money on Vladdy over 1.5 total bases with this tear that he's on, quite frankly, I really don't understand it. Love Vladdy over 1.5 total bases today at plus 105 against the Yankees. My dog of the day, told you guys, I'm going to roll with the Angels at plus 120 against the Mets. I know Tyler Anderson's on the mound. Matt was bringing up some really good points about maybe why you should fade Tyler Anderson and the Angels today. Certainly due for some regression. He's been one of the luckiest pitchers in baseball. Early on in the year, he was one of the war leaders among starting pitchers. We know the Angels have been a terrible team. They just announced today that Mike Trout's going to be out for the season. So this team knows their season's over. Another year without Trout. They probably should have got rid of Anderson at the trade lot deadline, especially with what starting pitchers were going for. Decided not to do it. He starts today against the Mets. And I just like diving into a lot of times when these American League teams play these National League teams. What do these pitchers do against NL teams, right? Because obviously the American League teams see these pitchers once every, maybe twice every season. The National League teams, you only get one look at these starting pitchers. And Anderson, his last four starts against these National League teams, has only given up one earned run or fewer. So he's been very, very good against these National League teams. I will go Angels plus 120 against the Mets. And then finally, my best bet today, Orioles Guardians. We had three plays in that Orioles Guardians game yesterday during PJ's plays. They all hit. We'll go right back to that game as our best bet. We'll take the first five over five runs at minus 125. As I mentioned a couple minutes ago, O's have been getting off to really hot starts. The Yerfie is hitting five straight games with them. They've scored a run in five straight games. Ever since they moved Colton Cowser to the leadoff spot, he's gotten a hit in 14 straight games. He is killing it. Gunner's starting to pick it back up a little bit as well. And the Guardians have just had the O's number so far this season. They're 3-1 against them. They're scoring a ton of run against them. It's Dean Kramer versus Carlos Carrasco. It's not a very good pitching matchup. I think we get a lot of runs. I'll go first five over five runs at minus 125 in O's and Guardians today. Once again, to recap, our favorite plays for today. Aaron Judge is going to be our pick and going streaking. Vladdy Jr. will be our play in prop lock today, over 1.5 total bases. He's on a 14-game hit streak. Give me Tyler Anderson and the Angels, my dog of the day, at plus 120 against the Mets. And finally, Orioles Guardians, first five over five runs at minus 125. I think we get some early offense between the O's and the Guardians. Thanks again to Matt Horner for joining us during the show today. Thanks also to Mike Brown behind the scenes filling in for Sean as well. We're back again Monday previewing the Cleveland Browns and the Georgia Bulldogs. Look forward to seeing you guys then. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the Olympics. Good luck on all your bets, and we will see you on Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.